You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup
with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, and welcome to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. As always, this is Tia, and I'm with
Grandma Dolores.
And today is March 5th, 2015. It's episode number
23.
That's right. It's the Michael Jordan of Grandma's Basketball Roundup episodes, 23.
Right. And Michael Jordan just came up on the billionaire list.
Really? He's a billionaire now.
He's a billionaire.
I wonder how that happened.
You know, I don't know if it couldn't be from the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, right, because he's a partial owner, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll have to get a look into his tax documents.
Yeah.
So we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. I wish I could say that it was like really dramatic and that Grandma put me on probation since the last episode where I messed up in my interviews with two of the Lakers. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go back and listen to episode 22. In a nutshell, I went and met a couple of the Lakers for Grandma, and I kind of messed up on the recording a little bit. And she said she didn't fire me.
No.
But was I on probation?
No.
No, the truth is that I was very busy with work on the show Vanderpump Rules, and I have finally finished, and I'm back here to talk with Grandma. And also, Grandma, you were not feeling well, but you seem to be doing great now.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm getting better.
You're getting better. Yeah, you're getting a lot better. So, sorry for all you rabid fans who've been waiting with bated breath, but here we are today with our newest episode.
Right, and it's been a long time, really, it seems like, because it was just the All-Star Game.
I know. The last time that we talked, the All-Star Game had not happened. Mm-hmm. So now we've had the All-Star Game, we've had the trade deadline with tons and tons of reshuffling of the teams. Kobe's out.
Right.
Kobe's got a documentary.
Yes. Yes.
So where should we start, Grandma?
Well, first we'll say that the West beat the East.
Yes,
in the All-Star Game.
In the All-Star Game. In case you missed it, the West beat the East.
And guess who was MVP?
I watched... Oh, I know.
Who?
Russell Westbrook?
Yes. Yes.
It's been so long since I watched it, I couldn't remember.
I know it. It was hard for me, too. But no, he really played great.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone was saying that Harding would get it. And But I was sure glad to see Russell Westbrook get it.
Yeah. Speaking of Harden, did you hear recently that, was it in the Jimmy Kimmel interview that Kobe Bryant did, where he said that if he could have any player, it would be Harden?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I think Harden is a great player.
Yes.
He really is.
But earlier this week, he got in trouble. He kicked LeBron James in a game.
Oh,
and got suspended.
Growing.
Yeah. He only got suspended for one game for that?
Yeah, well, and then he got fined.
Oh. Is it because it was LeBron James and they were like, yeah, he deserved it? Or is it because that's just the standard in the rule book? Kick in the groin equals one game suspension.
You could say he was just straightening out his leg.
It was just stretching. He had a cramp.
Yeah. Well, he'd been knocked down.
Oh.
He was down on his back and... You didn't see it.
I didn't. I just got my little NBA... I have an NBA app, so I get the little alerts that let me know. Honestly, I've been so focused on work that I've barely watched any games. I've found that when I don't watch the Lakers, they win, so I've stopped watching them.
Well, that's good. I won't call you anymore.
Well, you call me, and I'm like, that's great, but it's like, I won't turn it on.
Yeah. I think the Lakers have been playing... really hard, and they've got a lot of talent. And I know it seems strange that my honorary grandsons start.
That's Jordan Clarkson and Robert Sacre, her honorary grandsons, because of me meeting them last month and getting their cards signed that say, to Grandma Dolores, so.
Yes.
I don't think it's a coincidence that shortly after that, they suddenly became first team. From bench players to starters, Grandma right. Dolores is the X Factor.
Yeah. Well, for 3 years now with Robert Zachary, I've just wanted him to barrel to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he's doing good. It's good to see him playing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get even confused with Carlos Boozer is in there.
Yeah, they do look
except
similar.
Zachary is taller.
Oh, yeah?
And Clarkson is smaller.
Yes, Clarkson is smaller.
6'5", I appreciate hearing that. In fact, it was just this morning in today's paper that Tom Scott, you know who that is?
No, who's Tom Scott?
That is Byron Scott's son.
Oh.
I didn't know, and I've been watching the games since I heard that he was an assistant coach.
Oh.
Because it all came out when Doc Rivers brought his son to play for the Clippers. They were talking about father and son, different things. And it just mentioned that Byron Scott's son. And so I looked up to see what his name was. But then in today's paper, they mentioned that he and Mark Madsen, Kobe, Steve Nash, they're all trying to, get the players like Clarkson
mm-hmm.
really moving ahead. And I think he's done a great job, even if he isn't a real relative. But he did a great job. Sometimes I learn things that I never knew before just by listening to games. And one thing was, because I'm rather partial to Iowa.
Right, because you grew up in Iowa.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know, Tia, that Wesley Johnson of the Lakers went to Iowa State?
I did not know that.
And then he had to sit out a year in Syracuse because of transferring
oh.
to Syracuse. So I never had heard that.
I did not know that at all.
So I'm sorry that Wesley Johnson left Iowa, but I think he's doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Now, have you seen Tariq Black play?
I've only seen him very infrequently.
He hasn't played very much at all lately,
mm.
but he's been dressing. I see him on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I knew that he was in Houston and he was cut. Another player, Ronnie Price.
Oh, Ronnie Price?
Yes. He is through for the year.
Oh, he is? Did he get hurt?
Mm-hmm. His elbow had surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's out. And so is Minnesota cut Ronnie Turov. And I always liked him. He came from Gonzaga, and he had open-heart surgery when he was first drafted
oh, right.
by the Lakers. And then this last year, he was with Minnesota.
Mm.
And so they cut him. So I'm losing a lot of mine.
Speaking of Minnesota, and back to the All-Star game, the dunk contest, Minnesota player Zach LaVine, how did you like his dunks?
It was good.
Yeah. He became only the second youngest to win.
Next to Kobe.
Yes, the slam dunk contest at age 19, and Kobe was 18.
That's amazing how, when you look back on Kobe at 18,
mm-hmm.
there's a documentary of Kobe.
Is it the one that just aired last
yes.
week on Showtime?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have it DVR'd and have not watched it yet. I think it's called Kobe Bryant's Muse or something like that.
It's something that...
What'd you take away from that?
Well, I was a little disappointed in it.
Yeah?
One thing I was disappointed when he criticized Nick Young's...
Oh, yes.
Jordan Hill and...
Jeremy
Lin. Interrupting Mike Trudell on the interview after they won a game.
Yeah, let's hear a clip of that.
I mean, this got interesting. Hey, come back to 4ZOT. You got some friends
you
here.
You feel me? We back in the building. Y'all thought we was gone. My man Jay Lynn was doing his thing. Jay Hill doing his thing.
Nick out there hitting his free throws. You know how he do it. You know, Jay Lynn going to the basket like it ain't nothing to him but to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike, man, you got a nice suit on today, too, man.
Nick Youngs has done that before.
Right.
And like Nick Young says, we don't win that much.
Right.
You know, and that same night that Nick Youngs and Jordan Hill just came and had a blast, Oklahoma City was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Westbrook, it was the fourth quarter, and he was on the bench because they were far ahead. And Westbrook was down in front of his bench players in his right arm. He was circling like a cheerleader almost. And they say that Kevin Durant, when he was out, and he would be at the game, though, in a suit, that, boy, he was up kind of like a cheerleader, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Kobe will say, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. How can you have fun if you can't display, you know, how you're having fun?
Right.
And I remember when Oklahoma got the team from Seattle, the fans were like college. They were yelling, and they would stand up and tell the first basket. And so, you know, you hear about, like in the football, some of them fighting,
mm-hmm.
the fans.
Yeah.
And so I just think that they should have fun.
Right. Well, I think that it was kind of just viewed as, because the Lakers have been doing so badly, that the way that they celebrated was as though they had like won a championship when all they had done was one single game. So I think it was kind of viewed as being embarrassing, but you have to, I mean, they're losing, and so they should celebrate when they win a game.
Right.
And so I have no ill will. You got to try to make it fun for the fans if you're not having a winning season.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's very true.
So when it comes down to it, when Kobe's there and you win, straight face, no interviews, business as usual.
Uh-huh. But I've seen Kobe really excited,
mm-hmm.
over a win. And I just think that if you as an owner, you can guess who this owner is, that can stand up and yell and throw his fists around and be right behind his players. I mean, if the owner can do it, why can't the players?
My guess is, his name is, it's on the tip of my tongue. It starts with a B.
Right.
And he's the Clippers owner.
Right.
And his name is, I don't remember what his name is.
Ballmer.
Yeah. I've heard that he's quite a dancer. Maybe he should be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steve Ballmer.
Mm-hmm. And then all the trades, I'm not even up on them.
Yeah.
Tia, so.
Me either.
Can't talk about them. The only one I really know, Gordon Dragic.
Dragic?
Yes. He was with the
Phoenix
Suns, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now he made a comment about the Suns.
Oh, really?
Yes. He didn't trust them.
Oh.
So I haven't heard any money coming down from that.
No fine for that comment? No. So, no. And where did he go to?
Miami.
Oh.
But I also read that he wanted to come to the Lakers.
Oh.
And the Lakers wanted him, but I don't know what happened. So if anybody knows what happened.
Yeah, send us an email to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com or tweet us if you've got an inside tip on the Dragic scenario.
I remember, and anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, but when the Lakers last year played Phoenix, Nick Youngs and Dragic got into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think that Nick Youngs was given a technical because he hit him in the throat or something.
Oh.
I think, now if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it looks like it was a fight that was between Nick Young and Dragic and another Phoenix Sun. It was a three-person fight, so you're right. Back in 2014, early 2014.
Yes, I mean, and I wondered if, because there was rumors about Dragic might come to the Lakers, and I wondered how Nick Young's in.
He probably doesn't even remember it at this point.
Yeah, I doubt it, too. I mean, he's more concerned about these ESPN...
tweets?
Yes.
Yeah.
His girlfriend.
Yes. So there's some big controversy about that, about Nick Young talking back to an ESPN reporter who made comments about Iggy Azalea, his girlfriend.
And saying that she's driving out hip-hop.
Yeah, that a dolphin tried to kill Nick Young and Nick Young's girlfriend's trying to kill hip-hop, so they're even.
Mm.
Because of the story that surfaced recently about Nick Young and Iggy Azalea on vacation, in which they went to go swim with the dolphins, and a dolphin dragged Nick Young down, trying to drown him.
Right. Right, immediately to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. But then after that happened, then the ESPN situation happened. Did you hear the retaliation that after Nick Young was like...
No.
Let me just find it. The ESPN reporter is named Robert Flores, and he tweeted, "We learned that, according to Lakers' Nick Young, a dolphin recently tried to kill him. So Nick, while dolphins are trying to kill you, your girlfriend is trying to kill hip-hop. Let's call it even, okay?" And he said he was just, you know, making fun of people like he does, and it was a joke. But Nick Young did not think it was funny and said, "I'm pretty sure we're going to run into each other soon."
But he's not going to fight him.
Flores scoffed at the possibility of an actual fight with Young, and he said, "The kid could be my son, but I have been taking more Tai Bo lessons since this all happened." And then the SportsCenter anchor said that if Swaggy P wants to take a shot at him, knowing how much he misses, then that means there's a 70% chance that he'll miss him if he were to take a shot at him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see if this feud ends anytime soon.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on in this?
But I'm for Nick Young's getting Gatorade and champagne poured on him for winning.
So you're on Nick Young's side?
Yes.
Okay. How did I know that was going to happen? Speaking of the Lakers and people wanting to come to the Lakers, I have heard that Rondo is not enjoying Dallas whatsoever.
Right. Now, after the game, they were walking, and I was watching, and Rondo, and I can read some lips.
Okay.
Particularly when they use a verb and a pronoun.
I see.
And that's what he did. And then it said that he continued some obscenities.
At who?
At the coach.
At his coach? And yeah. This happened like in the last couple of weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. So he may be joining another team at the end of this season, possibly.
Right.
And I've heard it might be the Lakers. I know that they're interested.
Anyway, and we don't have that many more games left.
I know. Postseason is going to start soon, which means that the first season of Grandma's Basketball Roundup is going to be coming to an end soon.
Right. Yes. It just seems like so many teams in the East are up, you know, in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the West, because they have so many great teams.
Yeah. Everyone's struggling to try and make the playoffs. Right. Yeah, what I would like to do in the next couple of weeks is I want to go back to what your predictions were at the beginning of the season. I want to see how we're doing with our predictions.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll organize that in the next couple of weeks, and we'll...
Anyway, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Next week.
Now, before we sign off, I wanted to talk to you about something that's not basketball-related.
Ooh. Do you think I have any knowledge?
I think you might. This is a show that I don't watch, but a few people do, including Grandma, so I thought maybe some people would have some interest in discussing The Bachelor.
Oh.
So, Grandma, you've been watching The Bachelor this season, and one of the things is The Bachelor is from Iowa.
Right.
And you're Arlington, from Iowa. Iowa. Where is he from?
Arlington.
I've never heard of Arlington, Iowa.
Oh, it's...
Have you ever been there?
No, I have not. Mm. I've probably driven through there, but no, I have not been there. Mm. But from the pictures I see, I probably wouldn't know if I was in Arlington or not. Because the bachelorettes that went up there said that you just drive around the block and you're out of Arlington.
Yeah, so it's one street.
Uh-huh. But,
And what's the bachelor's name?
Chris.
Okay.
Yes.
And recently in an episode, they went to Des Moines, which you do know that you've been to Des Moines, right?
Right. In fact, I knew where they went into the bar and met Chris's three of his buddies. It was on Court Avenue, the way it looked to me. So I'm very familiar with that. I was disappointed that they didn't show the high rise where my husband and I lived for a while. Downtown, we were on the 20th floor.
At the Plaza, right?
Right.
And then they stayed at a hotel that you know?
Right. They stayed. My husband was manager. The Savory.
The Savory.
But it's been sold since my husband left. And so the name was Radisson Savory.
Oh, now it's the Radisson Savory. It used to just be the Savory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we all have spent many occasions there.
Yes, I remember you flying back from California and going swimming there.
Yes. So what do you think about this season on The Bachelor?
Well, like Chris Harris said the other night, and I would not have wanted that job, counting the number of kisses.
Oh, wow.
That Chris gave. He was kissed. Or had kissing events, they were the most of any bachelor or bachelorette show.
Combined?
No.
Not combined. that would be a lot of... That. No, that would be way too many kisses. So he's had the most kisses.
Too many kisses as it was.
That's what the name of this season of The Bachelor should be?
Yeah.
The Bachelor. Too many kisses.
Yeah.
So how many contestants is it down to now?
Just two.
So next week they decide? Or is next week like a reunion?
No, this week they did the women tell all.
Oh, okay.
And
did they tell all?
I don't think so.
You don't think they left out some minor details?
Yes. But I really can see where the bachelorette, the girls that were on there, I mean, they would say to Chris, I'm falling in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, well, I'm falling for you or falling in love. You know, why wouldn't they believe that? You know, so every one of them would think.
Yeah, why would they believe that?
Now, reading some of my educational material.
Which would be?
The Enquirer.
The Enquirer, Us Weekly, Star. So what have you learned?
From this week's. That I just got yesterday or the day before, Inquirer, is that he picks Whitney.
Okay, so who are the two people, Whitney and?
Becca.
Becca, okay.
Becca is the virgin.
Okay, and Whitney is not.
No, Becca is the only one out of the 30 girls, I think, that was a virgin.
Okay.
And that's something to talk about on TV.
Yeah, on national network family programming.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really family, but...
Anyway.
So, there's Becca and there's Whitney, and you have heard from a reliable source that Whitney is going to be the one that's picked.
Mm-hmm. But they don't think it'll last a year.
Okay.
And, but he'll marry Becca.
That's the prediction.
Yes, but how can that work out?
Yeah, why would Becca suddenly go with him after being humiliated on TV?
Because it looks like it, that she was, and this is one of the things that I heard, that they are thinking because if he does pick Whitney, and according to the Truthful magazine, he does, that Becca would have been turned down because she's a virgin.
Mm. Do you think she's at a disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay. So who do you want him to pick, or do you care?
No, I wanted him to pick Becca.
Okay.
Because she seemed to fit right in more.
Okay. So she would, like, work on a farm?
Yes. Well, on one episode, and he had a date with her, he took her to Arlington, and she had never shot a gun.
Okay.
They had cans set up on a tree log, and she hit every one of them.
Oh.
And she rode a horse like she had been riding for years.
Wow.
And said she had never been on a horse. So she's telling him that she's a virgin. So then if he doesn't pick her, it might be that. But yet, he didn't pick the girl. And don't ask me her name, because this season, I just couldn't keep the girls straight. Who liked who, or who was fighting with each other. But then the one girl that told him about posing for Playboy.
Oh.
Nude.
Well, I assumed.
And
is there any other way?
Well, she showed the pictures.
Okay.
To Chris.
And then what happened?
Then she was eliminated.
Okay.
So then he just was left with Whitney and Becca.
Okay.
But I think that Becca would get along with his family better than Whitney.
Okay.
But I don't know.
You don't know.
Because Whitney is living in Chicago.
Okay.
She's a nurse. I don't know. I just think that she would...
get bored of Arlington?
What?
Do you think she would get bored of Arlington?
Well, and would she give up her job that she's worked so hard for? And in fact, in one of the pictures, Tia, in the educational...
Magazine.
There was a picture of Chris, and it said in there that it was taken in Woodland Hills. So I perked up on that. Who's from California that he would be out here? Because they have to sneak around.
Yeah. But he's now today been announced as the final contestant in the new season of...
Dancing
with the Stars. So maybe he was in Woodland Hills for dancing reasons.
Oh.
He could be out here.
That's a good thought.
Yeah. To just try and throw you off.
Yes. Well, he's danced on The Bachelor.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a good dancer?
Not as good as my husband was.
So we'll find out next week who got picked.
Right.
And if they're still together. Will they find that? Will they reveal that right afterwards? Or is it the week after?
Tia, you work in that business.
I do,
you're
but...
you're asking me?
Yeah, but you are more of an expert in Bachelor. I've never watched an entire episode of The Bachelor. I've seen about 15 minutes of one episode.
A couple weeks ago, they had another where they had bachelors from previous shows. And they had Andy, what was her last name, Dorndorf or something?
Dorfman, I think.
She was an attorney. Okay. And her bachelor that she picked. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they've broken up. So they were on TV pretending to be together when actually they were breaking up.
Right.
So...
who knows if they're still together.
Right. You don't know. Look at that sweet... what was her name? Blonde. And you see her on different...
Was she one of the first... Trista?
No. Addie?
Annie?
Anyway, she was on this show. And she moved to San Diego from San Francisco. And her man that she picked after, I don't know, it seemed like they were together a year. Then they broke up. So...
maybe it's just really hard to find love on national television.
Probably is, yeah.
Might be some other factors at play there, like fame. and the pursuit of it.
I found love just across the street.
Yeah. You didn't need national television to bring you and Grandpa together.
No. So, well, listen to you.
Okay, well, we'll find out anxiously next week who wins The Bachelor, and also find out more about what's going on in the NBA, and what's going on with you, and what's going on with me, and...
And what's going on with Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to start doing our Dancing with the Stars segment. I actually do kind of want to watch it this season because of Robert Hershovic. He's on the Shark Tank. He's one of the guys on the Shark Tank, and he's one of the contestants.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So I want to see. I don't think he's probably going to get very far, but he is going to be entertaining anyway.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks, my darling.
Thank you, Grandma, and make sure to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, email, and for all that information, here are my nieces. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
For pictures and links to go along with our podcast, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BballGrandma. Send us your questions, comments, and compliments to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.